Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and the short-lived American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Being the intern on a Thursday night NBC sitcom is apparently not a bad gig for a young actor. Look at B.J. Novak, the young man who played Ryan on The Office. He was literally unknown when he joined the show and quickly became a strong character on screen and off, writing at least 10 episodes and producing 33. So what can we expect from Aubrey Plaza, who plays April, the intern, on Parks and Recreation? Amy Poehler's character, Leslie Knope, strives to be a positive influence on young April, not quite realizing that April is already smarter and savvier than Leslie may hope to be ever be. Here's a clip of the two interacting.
Leslie. Hey. This is my boyfriend, Derek. This is Derek's boyfriend, Ben.
Hey.
Hey. Oh. Wait, sorry, what's the situation?
What do you mean?
How does this work?
Derek is gay, but he's straight for me, but he's gay for Ben, and Ben's really gay for Derek. And I hate Ben.
It's not that complicated. No.
Oh, yeah. Sure. The thing about youth culture is I don't understand it.
Okay, maybe she's not that smart. So Plaza brings some pretty strong credentials to the role of an intern, including graduating from NYU's Tisch School of the Arts and several years of improv and sketch comedy experience at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. She also appeared in the Adam Sandler film Funny People alongside her Parks and Recreation co-star Aziz Ansari. Aubrey, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So it must feel pretty good to be in that second season, still on Thursday night after a short introduction last spring.
Yeah, it feels really good. I'm really excited. I'm just lucky to be on the show to begin with, but the fact that we got picked up and we get to be our characters again and play around, it's going to be really, really fun.
You guys got some good opening reviews, too, for the first episode.
Yeah, I think, people really love the season premiere. It started off great, and I think it's just going to keep getting better and better. We had a really strong foundation, I think, for the first season, the first six episodes, and so it's kind of feeling like an extension of that, you know?
Pretty interesting. You got a, from that clip, I think, you had two big scenes in this episode, and I think you certainly made a strong impression on anyone who may not have seen the show before.
That's right. I hope so. I hope they were thoroughly confused by my relationship, and they tune in to see what happens with that.
Well, so what's new and different for April this year?
From the first season to the first episode of the second season, I think a big change is I actually smile, which is exciting. The first season, I rolled my eyes a lot. So I think with every season, I'll introduce a new physicality that the viewers can be excited for. So there's something. I don't know. April, I think she's got many layers. You think at first glance that she's just kind of bored and doesn't want to be there and doesn't care, but I think in this season you find out that she cares a little bit, and she gets involved in a lot of Leslie Knope's shenanigans, and so a lot of things are going to happen. My fingers are crossed. I hope that April falls into the pit at some point, because that seems to be a trend with all of the other characters falling into the pit, so I'm hoping that will happen.
You don't think she's smart enough to stay out of the pit?
I don't know. That's a good point. Maybe she makes someone else fall into the pit, or she you're right. I don't know. We have to discuss this with the writers. But something needs to happen in the pit.
Tell tell me more about the smiling, because I know what you're talking about. She was a little smarmy, sarcastic. The smiling, I mean, was that something that the writers decided or that you brought up and pointed out? I mean, because, you know, in a short first season, there's a lot that kind of slips by, I suspect.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, because we saw, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's filmed that doesn't make it into the episode that airs on TV, and I'm sure that I smiled at least a couple times the first season, but, no, it's just something that I noticed. I just think it's funny, because most people's comments about me in the first season were like, wow, all she does is roll her eyes. So now I wanted to give everyone something different, my teeth. You know, you can see my teeth, which is really exciting for no one.
Well, and tell me about the love triangle. Is it something that will stay kind of subtle and below the surface, or will it get a 30-minute airing where it's more focused on?
I don't know. You know, I honestly don't know. We've only filmed a couple episodes, and the writers are very secretive about what happens with the show, so I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that it's going to be brought up again, because I think people liked it, and I think it's kind of an interesting little dynamic there. So I would say that I bet you we'll see an episode where we really get into it.
It certainly is, you know, in an era when we think we've seen it all. It's a very interesting twist.
That's right. I don't think network primetime TV we've seen a threesome like this before, so exciting.
No, I think we've seen some cheating triangles like this. I'm thinking of Brothers and Sisters, for example.
Oh, right, yeah.
But where the three people are out front and they're public with this, and I love the three of you holding hands. It's just such a funny sight.
I know.
Now, my daughter, who loves the show, wants me to ask you, what is it like working with Amy Poehler?
Oh, man, it's so much fun. She's really the most fun ever. She was kind of my comedy hero, you know, in high school. She started the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, which is where I trained. With improv comedy, so getting to work with her is kind of amazing. She's so funny, she's so quick and smart, and you know, my feeling is if I can make her laugh, you know, then I'm doing my job. I mean, that's all I want is to make her laugh, and she's got an amazing laugh too. I don't know if you've ever heard her laugh, but she's really the best, and she's really I think one of the most talented female comedians in the world. So working with her is really, really great.
Very good. Now, before I let you go, I'm just wondering, can people find you in, like, Facebook or Twitter? Are you doing any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. My my name, weirdly enough, is Evil Hag. If you just type in Evil Hag, that's me. So check it out. Follow me.
All right.
Follow Evil Hag.
all right, folks. You can follow Evil Hag or Aubrey Plaza,
right,
as April every Thursday night, or on Twitter on NBC on Parks and Recreation at 8:30. Catch up on the episodes you've missed on Hulu, and you can also find her in the DVD for Funny People. And I think you've also got a movie, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, coming out, what, maybe sometime next year?
Yeah, it comes out probably, you know, late spring of next year. I just finished shooting that with Michael Cera. Yeah, that's going to be really, really good.
Great. Well, Aubrey, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today, and good luck with that triangle.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite sitcom stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversation with Aziz Ansari, Parks and Recreation, and many more. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. It's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you share a piece of your day with good old Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.
So what can I do for you guys? They just really wanted to meet you because you're kind of like their hero now.
Oh, April. Please, it was just penguins.
No.
I'm a public servant, and I'm not allowed to take a political stand.
Oh, but you did, and it was awesome. Yeah, none of the other politicians ever take a stand, and it means a lot to the whole gay community.
Oh, it does, and we're going to have this party tomorrow night at the Bulge, and we have something to ask you. We really want you to be the guest of honor.
Oh, my.
It'd be amazing if you came.
Yeah, you have to come.
Who made this?
We did.
How? Photoshop.
What?
Computers.
Oh.